family, as fully as matron mother Evanel destroyed House O'Blodra in the time of troubles. Do not doubt that the Spider Queen would favor this.
Have you come here to threaten?
Quite the opposite, matron.
Grumpf cut her short and offered a bow as he spoke. When he came up, he lifted his arms in the same pose as when he was spellcasting earlier. He froze there and looked to Matron Mesbaris for permission to continue.
Malak Dorl was already leaning forward again, his face a scowl, and how Grumpf wanted to simply make him vanish, to obliterate him to nothingness.
The Archmage remembered that he was an ambassador here, and settled for the fantasy of melting the impudent weapons master. Matron Mesbaris held up her hand to hold Malak Dorl back, then motioned for Grumpf to continue. The Archmage began to chant softly. His fingers glowed with black energy, and he drew a doorway in front of him, trailing lines of blackness as substantial as if he had been painting on a canvas. The completed lines shimmered and sparked and bled blackness within the square Grumpf had drawn, until the whole shimmered like a curtain, a black portal. Mesbaris and her children and all the Armgo guards stood ready, many glancing around as if expecting an open portal to the abyss itself, as if expecting a horde of demons to come roaring into their audience chamber. But it was no horde, just a solitary figure. And that figure was not demonic, but was, rather, a drow. A female drow. The matron mother of Menzo Berenzon. In glancing around, it occurred to perceptive Grumpf that the nobles of this second house, looking at the spectacle of matron mother Quenthel, would have been less shocked if it had been the demon horde instead.
Matron Mesbaris, am I welcomed in your home this day?
The matron mother asked. The matron of Barrison del Armgo stared at her arch-rival, not knowing what to make of any of this. She swallowed hard as her gaze slipped to the portal, still shimmering, still open. Her expression revealed her fear. Was there a Bayenri army ready to pour through at the matron mother's command?
Of course, matron mother. If you come in the name of the Spider Queen,
Mesbaris properly replied.
I am the matron mother of Menzo Berenzon,
Quenthel imperiously replied.
Where I go, so goes the Spider Queen in name and in heart.
Yes, matron mother,
Mesbaris replied, stammering just a bit in surprise, and she wisely lowered her gaze. Quenthel's assertion of power had hit the perfect tone, Grumpf understood, and he did well to hide his grin.
There is no threat here, matron of Barrison del Armgo,
the matron mother said.
I am here in solidarity and alliance. We look outward now.
The Spider Queen will not accept intrigue among her matrons, not now. You are under House Bayenri's protection. Grumpf held his breath at that explosive remark, and he saw the expressions of Mesbaris and her two children tightening immediately yet again.
We do not need Bayenri's protection, the proud Mesbaris retorted,
but Quenthel went on undeterred.
And House Bayenri is under yours, she said, stealing her counterpart's bluster.
Indeed, Matron Mesbaris stammered indecipherably for a few moments. Now Grumpf did smile and almost chuckled. Quenthel was playing her. She had moved Mesbaris to a place of pride and stolen it away with her own humility in the course of two simple sentences.
We go to war, Matron Mesbaris,
the matron mother said, squaring her shoulders to reflect the gravity of the declaration.
The Sabarax Orlaren prepares the battlefield, and House Do'Urden will lead the march from Menzo Berenzon and Cuse Orlaren. Your mother went this way before, Matron Mesbaris warned. I am painfully aware of that,
the matron mother replied. The personal reference a reminder that she, Quenthel, had been slain on that very adventure.
Your mother sent forth the greatest army Menzo Berenzon has dispatched in the modern age, and we returned wounded, one and all. A mistake that will not be replayed, Quenthal assured her. Our force will be modest this time, for no great drow army is needed in the coming battle.
Ms. Barris and the others looked at her curiously.
What goal?
Ms. Barris started to ask.
We have a vast army already assembled and awaiting our lead,
the matron mother explained.
A kingdom of orcs, entrenched upon the land, that will sweep down upon the peoples of the cities and citadels in the region known as the Silver Marches. Woe to the dwarves in the mines who turned us back a century ago, and woe upon their fellows in two nearby citadels as well. Woe to the Darthir, the elves in the Moonwood, and woe to the great cities of Sunderbar and Silvery Moon.
Grand claims.
An army of tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, Quenthal told her. An army that was put in place for just this day. An army waiting for us to come and prod it forward.
And so we will march, Ms. Barris said. A collection of all the houses. Or of Doerden alone.
House Doerden is a creation of the Spider Queen's bite, the matron mother explained. For Lady Lolth, this action is person, a stab at the heart of a fellow goddess. All the houses will send representatives. I would expect proud Barris and Delarmco to compliment the warrior ranks. That is at your discretion, of course, though I tell you openly that House Bayenry will be well represented.
By so Sumptu, who will lead this force, Ms. Barris reasoned. But Quenthal shook her head.
So Sumptu will not go, the matron mother said firm.
She leads House Doerden in the interim only, directing Brake and Eirth in their work to reclaim the house. We will determine suitable leaders for this force we send, but among them...
She paused and smiled. Gromph liked that touch, noting that she had Ms. Barris leaning forward in her throne. The orcs will carry the fight to the people of the Silver Marches, and they will be led by...
Again she paused, holding the thought for many heartbeats. Her delay soon had Ms. Barris's two children leaning forward eagerly.
By the son of Barris and Delarmco, the matron mother finished.
Melek Dorl? Matron Ms. Barris incredulously replied.
Lytosin Armgo, Quenthal corrected. Wielding the sword of Dantrag Bayenry, marching in the name of Daemon and Eshesbirnon, House Doerden. We will wreak carnage upon the Silver Marches from behind a throng.